The last year was a year like no other. We saw and experienced things that we did not think possible. Our culture, our traditions, our everyday way of life has changed in ways we could not imagine. The outbreak of COVID-19 in March 2020 marked the start of a new chapter in Irish healthcare. The simple pleasures of meeting friends and family, walking around shops, or even meeting for a meal were put on hold. But in the midst of this fear and confusion, there was light. The light was the staff of the Health Service Executive. You brought calm to chaos, reassurance to those scared, and comfort to the sick. Every single one of you played a role in making the lives of those people across CHO1 area better in an unprecedented situation, and for this I would like to express my own gratitude. For those of you who left the warmth and safety of your homes each morning to make someone who needed help got it, I thank you. For those of you who answered the phone and gave advice and support at a time when someone was low, I thank you. For those of you who worked at home or provided services on a virtual basis to keep people's spirits up and support in a time of uncertainty, I can only thank you. There is a reason HSE staff are called frontline workers. You are at the fore of ensuring this country is a good and safe place to live, to grow old and be happy in. Every single person played a role in this battle against COVID-19. And I appreciate the sacrifices you have made and what you have done for the health services in Ireland. I would like to thank every department across CHO1 area for their role in managing and dealing with the COVID pandemic. The war rages on, but there is hope. With every vaccination given, we get closer to the resumption of a normal life. But remember a time that made us long for the normal and the simplicity of life. As for me, I'm grateful that I had the opportunity of being Chief Officer for Community Healthcare across the 5 counties of Donegal, Sligo, Leitrim and Cavan Monaghan. So I would like to thank everybody, all our public health staff, our infection control, our general practitioners and the practice staff, our National Ambulance Service, our Estates Department, and all of those who have contributed in different ways in managing the pandemic. You have all gone above and beyond, and I hope you know how valued, respected, and appreciated you are.